Okay, so hi everybody, Annie here, and today is, oh my gosh, sorry, it's warm, and I'm kind of just recording this for a moment here. First of all, I would like to say thank you so much. Thank you so much. You guys are so sweet and so nice to welcome me to this community. It's really been just amazing. Everybody's really nice. I really wish I had more time on my hands. Work has been absolutely insane. I barely have enough time to have a quiet thought, let alone to record the audios that I want to record. So I do this whenever I can. It is an outlet for me, and I really appreciate everybody that's listened, commented, sent messages. You are sweet and fun and very sexy, all of you. So thank you, first of all. Second of all, I'm gonna, obviously you clicked on it, so you know what it is. I'm gonna answer 50 random questions by the very talented Mr. Dante Creates, and I love that name, by the way. So I've never done this before, these questionnaire type things. So I'm feeling a little bit nervous and vulnerable. And I only read like the first four, which got me curious as to what other types of questions are going to be. And I didn't listen to anybody else that's answered them. And there's been quite a few that have participated in this, so it must be quite fun. And the description said sexy and funny and just interesting. So I would like to try it, and why not? So let's start. Question one is, does anyone in this community know your real name and identity? So, I would say two people do, and that is the answer to that question. Do you have a crush on a member of this community? Yes, too many. I have crushes on everybody. Men, women, all of you. I'm crushing hard on everybody. You are all so cute and sexy. I love all of you. Number three, who would you have sex with if you were given total consent? Now, I guess this means the GWA? Like, who I would have sex with? Well, I don't know. Do I have to answer this? I guess I don't know. I don't know. I have to skip this. Have you given, or wait, who would you have sex with if you were given total consent? I mean, this could be just general, right? It would be David Beckham. That's who I would have sex with. That's my answer. And I'm sticking to it. Four, have you given or received anal in real life? Yes, I have received anal in real life. That was one time and one time only. Thank you very much. I'm not going to elaborate. Number five, would you rather give or receive oral sex? This is a good question. I love giving and I love receiving. I believe probably equally. I do thoroughly enjoy giving. Mm-hmm. It's almost as pleasurable as receiving, keyword being almost, I guess, because it sure does feel good receiving. Yes. Number six, what is your favorite tag? I don't know. There's so many. Oh, I don't know. Well, Daddy is one of them. That's definitely one of them. I'll say Daddy. Is there a tag you'd really want to try writing or recording? Well, the CNC tag is kind of interesting to me. I don't know about writing, but it's something that I'd want to try. Eight, are you a member of the Mile High Club? Oh, this is a big fantasy of mine, too. I've read a few scripts and listened to some that are so very fun. No, I am not, but I definitely fantasized about it, so I don't think that counts. Oh, number nine. Have you ever fucked in a car? Well, yes. Yes, I have. Multiple. Many, many times. One of my exes and I, well, two actually. This was a thing that we just did and enjoyed very much. Number 10, do you gravitate to rougher audios or more vanilla? It depends on my mood. Some days or nights, I really like just this very sweet BFE or just a nice relaxing, sometimes even just a no sex type pillow talk audio, but there are some nights where a little slapping and choking is definitely necessary. So there is that answer. No, sorry, I am clicking on something that is not what I wanted. Here we go. Does anyone in your real life know that you write or record here? No, absolutely not. Nobody. The other night, I was having a conversation with my friend, and he said something along the lines of, I should do phone sex operating work or something silly. And I almost like wanted to play one of my audios. And I just really had second thoughts about it. And it just was this little secret of mine that I'm just holding on to it. And I'm not going to let it go yet because I think, people in my life would just be very, very shocked to find. I'm sorry, I'm laughing. It is just funny to me if people found out. What is your favorite ice cream flavor? I am not a big ice cream eater, but if I had to pick, it'd probably be strawberry. Do you pronounce aunt as aunt or aunt? Aunt, my auntie. No, I pronounce it as aunt. And I know it's, now that I say it, it sounds like silly, but I pronounce it as aunt. I should probably pronounce it properly, like aunt, my auntie. My auntie. Name your favorite video game, if any. My experience with video games is pretty much Mario Kart. Or like the Wii sports games like tennis. That's about as far as I go with the video games. Can you juggle three balls for 1 minute? I can juggle two for That was so corny. Sorry, I just had to do it. I can definitely juggle two balls in my mouth for a lot longer than 1 minute. Stupid. I'm silly. Sorry. What is your... no, I can't juggle any balls for any amount of time. I have tried, though. I'm just not good at it. 16. What is your single best talent? If you can't think of just one, pick a favorite. Oh, a talent. I can't think of any. How's that? If you can't pick just one, I don't think I'm talented at much. I don't know. Talent. What do I do that's I'm talented at? I could do makeup very well. I do. Yeah, I am a good makeup artist. Yes, we'll go with that. Yep, strong makeup skills. Okay. Where are we? What direction are you facing right now? North, south, east, or west? Yeah, I have no idea. I am directionally challenged. So, if I'm sitting here, I don't know. Fucking north. Yes, sounds good. Or maybe east. Yes, east is great too. We'll go with northeast, baby. Yes, number 18. If you threw a brick to your left, what would you damage? Oh, my car window. 19. What is your alcoholic drink of choice? I like vodka. Yeah. I don't drink very often, but I like a vodka. And just some sort of orange juice probably would be good. What alcoholic drink will you never drink again? Probably gin. Yeah, no gin for this girl. 21. Do you drink alcohol straight? For example, whiskey, vodka? Yes, I do. Yeah, sometimes I can drink vodka straight. But, I mean, rarely. I drink maybe once, a week. It's been a lot more since COVID. I used to drink once a month, if that. It's been a lot more frequent with COVID happening, as I'm sure a lot of you can relate. 22. Have you ever had drunken sex? I mean, like, who hasn't? If so, how did it go? Well, not great. I mean, if you get too drunk, it's just messy and, like, uncoordinated. If you get just drunk enough, it can be okay, but I like to be sober, present, feeling my body, and enjoying everything. So, yeah. Sober sex, better sex. Yes. So, okay. 23. Favorite sex position. Least favorite sex position. Oh, this is tough. my favorite sex position would probably have to be... I hate... doggy? Yeah. So, but different. Like, I like it in more, like, ass really up in the air with my head. Like, I feel weird saying this, but my head all the way down and my arms behind my back. Yes, that is a favorite way to do that. And I am blushing. I don't know why. Because I get a lot dirtier in my audios. And least favorite? Do I have a least favorite? That's tough. Maybe, like, at the side. Sometimes. you know, you have to really position yourself right and take some work, but that can, you know, can be good. I don't know if I would say it's least favorite. I like them all. Are you currently a dumb? Are you a dumb? Are you a dumb? Are you a dom, sub, or a switch? Well, considering that in my fantasies, I would like to be a sub or maybe a switch, but I've never actually in real life done either. I do have submissive. I go more to the submissive side of things. Yes, submissive, I would say. And like in real life sexual experiences, I do enjoy, have had my hair pulled and choking, that type of stuff, but never like a dom sub relationship type of thing. 25, do you listen to audios opposite from your own sexual preference? Yes. Wait, what? Do you listen to audios opposite? Oh, yes, I do. 26, have you had a same-sex erotic experience in real life? If no, would you want to try? I've never had a, like, erotic experience. I mean, I've kissed women, but, yeah, I would try one for sure. 27, do you believe that highly sexual people have a better understanding of human anatomy than the general public? I do believe this. Yes. 28. What brought you to this community? Well, I had been suffering from insomnia, which I've had for quite some time, anxiety and induced and different things. And I was listening to some audios on YouTube. Actually, I was like, I love music, so anything like that. I was on YouTube scrolling, and I found, I was doing meditation type of things, and then I found some, these weird audios that I've never heard of before, and it was like these safe for work audios that were like, boyfriend, it sleeps with you and breathes with you to help you sleep. I had never in my life seen anything like this, and I was intrigued, so I had found this specific user. I don't know if I can say. He's pretty famous on GWA and other places, so I really liked his voice. So, as you do, I went to a total deep dive, like a rabbit hole, and I found, you know, his other works. And, well, the rest is history, as you would say. So, yeah, here we are. Few months later. I mean, so God, what, it's been fucking 6 months? Crazy. But thank you to you, sir. Thank you for, my gosh, you have just opened up my sexuality, I guess you could say. I don't know how to say it, but it's great. I appreciate you. Wonderful. Thank you, sir. What keeps you here? Oh, there's so many things that keep me here. God. Love all the people. Love the interaction. Everybody's very sweet and kind and nice. And it's a creative outlet for me. It's a stress outlet for me. Of course, the sexual part is fun as well. I enjoy getting off. I feel good. I like touching my body. I like getting to know my body more. Exploring things. It's fun. I love it. That's what keeps me. if a laid-back family member found your account and heard your audios, how would you describe why you do it? Well, just like I said, it's definitely an outlet for me. I have, you know, a high stress job. There are some stressful things going on in my life. A lot of things happening. This is just a way that I unwind, creatively and, It's a way to express things and, you know, get off too. That's the way it is. I don't have the time right now for certain things. Dating is a pain in the ass. I don't want to get into all of that. So, yeah, that's the way. I love it. It's fun. It is a lot of fun. And it's made me a lot more confident in my sexuality. And I don't know. I like it. It's a good time. So, here we go. Continuing on with question number... Can you whistle a tune? That's question number 31. Absolutely not. I can try to whistle something. It's pretty horrendous. That's awful. Sorry for that torture. 32. Can you use chopsticks? I can, but not great. 33. Do you say soda, pop, coke, or another word to describe a soft drink? Usually soda. 34. What was the last concert you attended? It was an LP concert pre-pandemic. LP is pretty talented. She's a great artist. 35. Have you ever punched another person hard in the face? No, I've never punched anybody anywhere except for a punching bag. 36. Have you ever kicked a man in the... No, I've never kicked anybody in the balls again. I have kicked a heavy bag. That's about as much as I've kicked anything. 37. Do you vote in your country? Yes, I vote. I vote. Please. And you should too. That's as much as I'm going to elaborate. 38. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Fuck. Yes. Peanut butter. Crunchy peanut butter. Definitely. And strawberry jelly. 39. Broccoli? Oh, yes. Butter or margarine? Butter, for sure. 41. Vegetarian, vegan, or carnivore? I am plant-based, and I'm not going to explain. 42. Favorite cartoon as a child? I liked Tom and Jerry. I'm really, like, dating myself, but I'm not that old. I just like the older cartoons. I liked Animaniacs a lot. But I really wasn't much of a TV watcher when I was a kid. I was outside a lot. 43. Do you think cheaters will always lean toward cheating? This is an interesting question. Probably. This is depending on what type of cheating you're talking about. Cheating. Well, I mean, I'm thinking too much into this, but probably, yes. Cheaters will probably lean towards cheating. 44. What is your favorite part of sex? I like the intimacy part. 45. Use one word to describe how you feel doing sexy mouth sounds. That's a good question. Depends. If I'm really into it. I can get into it. So I try to make it as close to realistic as possible. So, I can feel pretty sexy. 47. Vagina eaters. What is your best technique for driving a woman crazy? I'll leave it up to you, vagina eaters. You guys can answer that question. But I do appreciate all of you, vagina eaters, for a vagina owner. Thank you very much. 48, cocksuckers. Present. What is your best technique for driving a man crazy? Well, I like to take my tongue and just swirl it around right on the tip while my mouth is around the head with a gentle sucking. The head. I'm not going to give away any other secrets. 49. Do you currently have a stuffed animal or action figure? No, I don't have any of these. I have a cat though. She's alive and she talks a lot. 50. Think of all the most important and famous landmarks of the world. Which one would you want to fuck someone on? Oh, this is good. So many landmarks. Well, you know, the obvious answer would be like the Eiffel Tower, but I like the pyramids in Egypt. That would be adventurous. Good questions. So that's me for you with these 50 questions. That was fun. I really like that. Thanks, Dante, for putting out this really fun questionnaire. I really like doing this. just so community can get to know me a little bit better, I guess. And again, I just want to thank everybody for listening and subscribing and interacting. It's really been fun for me. So I will see you guys or talk to you guys soon. Have a beautiful rest of your day. Bye.